Spring, 1944. Splendid news from the Russian front. There could no longer be any doubt Germany would be defeated. It was only a matter of time, months or weeks, perhaps. The trees were in bloom. It was a year like so many others, with its spring, its engagements, its weddings and its births. The people were saying, "The Red Army is advancing with giant strides. Hitler will not be able to harm us, even if he wants to." Yes, we even doubted his resolve to exterminate us. Annihilate an entire people? Wipe out a population dispersed throughout so many nations, so many millions of people? By what means? In the middle of the 20th century? And thus my elders concerned themselves with all manner of things, strategy, diplomacy, politics, and Zionism, but not with their own fate. Even Moshe the Beadle had fallen silent. He was weary of talking. He would drift through synagogue or through the streets, hunched over, eyes cast down, avoiding people's gaze. In those days, it was still possible to buy emigration certificates to Palestine. I had asked my father to sell everything, to liquidate everything, and to leave. "I'm too old, my son," he answered. "Too old to start a new life. Too old to start from scratch in some distant land." Budapest radio announced that the fascist party had seized power. The regent, Miklos Horthy, was forced to ask a leader of the pro-Nazi Nyilos party to form a new government. Yet we still were not worried. Of course, we had heard of the fascists, but it was all in the abstract. It meant nothing more to us than a change of ministry. The next day brought really disquieting news. German troops had penetrated Hungarian territory with the government's approval. Finally, people began to worry in earnest. One of my friends, Moshe Chaim Berkowitz, returned from the capital for Passover and told us, "The Jews of Budapest live in an atmosphere of fear and terror. Anti-Semitic acts take place every day, in the streets, on the trains. The fascists attack Jewish stores, synagogues. The situation is becoming very serious." The news spread through Sziget like wildfire. Soon, that was all people talked about. But not for long. Optimism soon revived. The Germans will not come this far. They will stay in Budapest. For strategic reasons, for political reasons. In less than 3 days, German army vehicles made their appearance on our streets.